Hello, mamas, and happy new year. How did you spend your New Year's Eve? If you were anything like me, and you're absolutely terrified by the constant passage of time and having no control over the flow and aging of your life, then you probably went to bed before midnight to try and be unconscious by the time the clock rolled over into the new year, but it didn't work because you laid awake thinking about, oh my god, 2019 was a week ago, and now it's 2023. So, today we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. They're something that are like so ingrained in our culture and are, for the most part, effectively useless for most people and basically just a good marketing ploy to sell gym memberships. So I really want to get into how they can actually work, because I have had a lot of New Year's resolutions that I stuck to and stick to this day. And I'd like to share them with you. And I also want to share with you my personal New Year's resolutions for the new year, which is already now. It's January 2nd when I'm recording this. So I'm already behind, which is just so good. What a great way to start the year, already feeling behind on things. So we'll get into that right after this quick break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay. I want to quickly give like a primer on New Year's resolutions. Because, you know, it's so easy to think, like, December 31st, I'm going to make this resolution, and come next year, I will be a completely transformed person because I planted this seed, and I'm going to water it every single day, and there's not going to be any thing that will stop me, like, being fucking lazy or just forgetting. That won't happen. No, because New Year's resolutions are sacred, and once you make them, you will stick to them no matter. That's not real. That is not real. I don't know if there are statistics out there, but I'm sure like 90% of people don't end up following their New Year's resolutions. But it doesn't have to be that way, okay? There's a way you can make New Year's resolutions without making them coconut butt monkey bonkers. Okay? You have to follow some rules when you make New Year's resolutions, rules that you have to make yourself. Let me backtrack, okay? I'll give you an example of one New Year's resolution that I've stuck with forever. Not eating meat. I think I literally made this in 2014, 2015. I was so young, but I had just seen, like, right before Christmas, this, like an animal welfare documentary, like, not to be the vegan teacher on you bitches right now, but it was something like that. Oh, I think it was called Food Incorporated. Yes. Highly recommend you watch it. But I watched it and was literally horrified. The funny thing is I don't even remember, like, exactly how the documentary went because I was, like, 14, but it led me to want to stop eating meat. And, you know, it was, like, right before Christmas. I was like, well, let's make it a New Year's Eve resolution. So the way I, like, stuck to this was, it, you know, that sort of resolution where it's, like, I'm just going to stop eating meat doesn't really have, like, a goal. Like, there's no end point. I guess it's, like, when I fucking die. Like, that's the end. That's the end of it. Like, no more eating for me. But there's no real end to it, which can be a downfall for a lot of different New Year's resolutions that people make. Like, for example, if you want to start exercising more, you know, there's some goals you may have that, like, are a little bit, what's the word, like, quantifiable. Like, say you want to exercise until you get a six-pack, or say you want to exercise until you lose 20 pounds, which, by the way, is a very arbitrary, like, motivation for exercising, because your weight just, like, fluctuates regardless. Like, you can be so fit and, like, still gain, like, 10 pounds. Like, it really, I highly do not suggest to, like, set weight goals for New Year's resolutions. Let's just, like, make that law number fucking one. Like, don't be like, I'm gonna lose 30 pounds. No, you're gonna, you can get healthier, but you're not gonna, like, okay. I think that I stuck with not eating meat because I was so, like, horrified by this documentary that I had watched that it just, like, stuck with me every time, every day that it was, like, every time it was mealtime, I was, like, and I had a choice. I'd be, like, okay, like, what can I eat? And then I'd remember the documentary and I wouldn't pick meat. So if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, you have to realize, like, it can't just be, like, an arbitrary and, like goal or, like, want. Like, you have to have, like, you have to build, like, a story in your head to, not really a story, but, like, you have to have a reason, and you have to have, yeah, I hate to say it, but, like, it's about the journey, not the destination, okay? You can't just be, like, I want to have 8-pack abs. Like, okay, but you're going to need, like, more motivation than that. Like, I'm sure everyone would want that, and I'm sure everyone could make that their New Year's resolution, and, like, 1% of people would actually get it, okay? So you can like, build a habit by, like, mindlessly doing something, but the thing is, if it's broken, like, you're never, it's going to be so hard to get back to it. So say your New Year's resolution is to start going to the gym every single day. You know, you might, like, put it in your calendar or, like, make a little reminder on your phone to go every single day, and you might end up going every single day, and it might become a habit. You might be going, you might go, like, for 2 months straight, and you might start to see, like, progress. But the thing is, if it's just a mindless habit, like, you're literally just going for the sake of going, as soon as you stop and the habit gets broken, say you, like, stop going for a week or something, it'll be so hard to get back to it, because unless you've, like, really, like, nailed down some reasons in your head why you want to start going to the gym or start exercising, it'll just be, like, this thing that passed. Oh, like, the resolution faded away, and then now what? So another thing to remember for New Year's resolutions is, like, you're not, like, realistically, you're not going to achieve most of them. And I know that's, like, very Debbie Downer of me to say, but that's the truth. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think it's good to try and, like, have a bunch of goals regardless of if you're able to complete them. Because, like, say it's something like, you want 8-pack abs. I don't know why I keep using that as, like, a fucking example. Say you want 8-pack abs. Like, even if you don't get that exact, like, thing that you wanted, like, the journey is still good. You're still exercising, which is healthy, and you're still maybe eating better to get to that point. So say you get 2-pack or 4-pack abs, that's still a win. It's not like you should just, like, abandon all New Year's resolutions. Another qualm I have is that that word sounded really weird to say, like, coming out, qualm. that is not a real word, qualm. Okay, another problem that I have with New Year's resolutions is people kind of give all their options for self-improvement, they kind of, like, get rid of all other options for self-improvement except for, like, January 1st. So, like, it could literally be, like, June, and someone could be maybe not happy with how their skin is, so they're like, I'm gonna start drinking more water, but it's obviously not the most appealing thing to do immediately, so they put it off by saying it'll be a New Year's resolution, which is so stupid, because you can, like, the thing is, there's no actual, like, the calendar is just a made up thing. Like I can't stress that enough. The calendar, someone just made that shit up one day. You're like, yes, we go around the sun, but does that affect your life? Like, in reality, at fucking all? No. So you can always start at any time, which is like the main problem I have with New Year's resolutions is it's such like a scapegoat for like putting things off. You can just be like, it'll be my New Year's resolution. And then you don't even follow through with the New Year's resolution because the motivation to make the change you came up with like months before, and then it's time for the New Year's resolutions. You're like, why the fuck did I even write that down? So I think like, if you ever find something that you want to change about yourself for the better, and I'm not saying like, I want like Botox or like I'm talking like realistic things that like you should change, not like changes that you want to make based on like societal expectations. That's stupid, but valid. Like, I get it, but don't. Just do it whenever. As soon as you get the motivation, make it a habit and start it, okay? But you really have to like make a plan on how you're going to achieve like resolutions, cuz like if you don't make like a time frame, I'm realizing like how much this podcast episode is sounding like those, like, have you ever like just gone on like Instagram Reels on accident and you see like it's like some dude on a podcast talking to like his three like buddies from like high school, and he's like, yeah man, you want to improve yourself, you got to ditch weed, and you cannot, you need to pray 5 times a day, and like, you know, those like self-help kind of dude. I really am sounding like them right now, and it's really kind of scaring me. So this is coming from like a place of a friend. Like, I really don't know nothing, and I have very little experience with New Year's resolutions, but I think we have a common understanding that I'm not qualified to speak on fucking anything except being dumb and Minecraft. Those are the two things I can accurately talk about. So like, this is just from a friend to a friend, information and knowledge, okay? But I have had a few New Year's resolutions that I've stuck with, and those are mostly the reasons how. And finally, I want to say, like, back to like the fact that you're not going to achieve most of them. I say that because that's just like, it's so hard to predict like what will happen in your life like throughout the next year. There's so many things that could come up that could prevent you from maybe getting into a routine with something. Like, say for example, you really want to start running. You want to start running or something. You could have a leg injury. You could like roll your ankle. Like, it's very important to realize that like for each resolution you make, you have to think about the things that could potentially be hurdles. And I'm not saying like go crazy, like, okay, well, I want to start running, but my ankle could literally break, or the concrete could collapse outside my house and cause a sinkhole, and I'd be stuck in my house because there's a massive sinkhole around my house. Like, don't go that crazy, but like, think realistically about the problems that you're probably gonna face. With each resolution. So like, say for running, you might get shin splints, or your legs like might start hurting at the very start. So you could pace yourself. And just kind of for every resolution, think of me being literally the embodiment of anxiety. Think of things that could go wrong. But I think it could be very helpful because, you know, it's too easy to just make a resolution that is like almost too good to be true, and then the first thing that comes up like screws you up, and then you can't follow through with your resolution. So I think be reasonable, but think about what could go wrong and get ahead and combat it. I need to think of like another example, like maybe drinking water. Okay, you could maybe lose your water bottle, or maybe you want to start drinking more water in the new year, but your water bottle that you have right now is nasty. I'm speaking from experience. I used to be like, I want to drink so much water, except all my cups, the dishwasher would fuck up and it would have like soap on it. I'd be like, ugh. Like, I'd be drinking and it would smell like I was drinking like hand sanitizer. Or I had this water bottle that smelled like rust. Like, I straight up like
tasted like pennies every time I was chugging water. So that was like an actual hurdle that was like stopping me and preventing me from like just drinking water. So like when I started drinking a lot of water, this wasn't like a New Year's resolution. It was just like a resolution. But I was like, okay, I'm going to get a new water bottle so that drinking water is fun. And I am not tasting pennies every time I drink. And that helped me achieve that. And I also, by the way, this is like a side thing. There's this app called Plant Nanny. This is not sponsored or anything, but it's like it forces you to drink water every single day. And you have like a little plant that you can grow. And it's so fun. It's what I use personally. And you feel really fucking guilty if your plant dies because you didn't drink any water. So like there's things like that too that can also help motivate you, like external factors. It's not like you have to be this like infinite well of motivation. Like that's not realistic. You can rely on other things to keep you motivated. But we're gonna take a quick break, and afterwards I'm gonna tell you my resolutions, which are gonna sound stupid after I just bashed New Year's resolutions. And then I'm also going to read some of your resolutions that I asked for on my Instagram story. So if you want to be a part of future episodes, since I deleted my Twitter, the new way to interact is Instagram. But let's take a quick break. Okay, so I know I just talked about doctors, but one of my New Year's resolutions was actually that I will go to the doctors and the dentist, because I realized, like, damn, it's been like, I think 6, 7, 8 years since I've been to the doctors, which is like maybe good because like I haven't had anything wrong with me that I like know of. But that's the thing, you truly just don't know. So I'm gonna go, and I actually just emailed my dentist to see if they had any appointments. So I might even go to the dentist too, like literally might even cross that one off in the first month of 2023, so that my teeth don't fall out. But moving on, I have a few more resolutions of mine. I said I will ground myself as much as possible, which is sounds so like hippie-ish, but it's very true. I feel like 2022 was, yeah, I could get into like a whole recap of like 2022 when I thought about doing that, but like I still haven't even processed it, so I don't think I can do that yet. But at least 2022 for me was like probably the craziest year of my life. Like, tell me how I made a video with Mr. Beast, went to North Korea, and crashed a furry convention like in the same year. Like, that makes no sense. And that's just like my YouTube presence. Like, that's like the tip of the iceberg. Like, all the other things that happened, it's so much, and I've never like really sat down to like process it. And I really want to like, in 2023, like, have moments, frequent moments, where I, like, sit down, and I'm like, what just happened? What just transpired this week? Especially when there's, like, big things that happen. Like, I still haven't even processed the streamies. I'm like, it just feels like I just, like, went to a room, and people talked, and then I left, and I, like, haven't even, like, really figured out what happened. But okay, next, my next resolution is I will focus on quality over quantity. Originally, like, I wrote this down because it was kind of like a YouTube-ish resolution, and it, like, mostly only applied to, like, me on YouTube. And I've already kind of been, like, playing with this because you've probably noticed I, like, went from posting, like strictly every single Sunday, and if I missed Sunday, I would literally, like, stand in the road and wait for a semi truck to hit me. But then I realized that I was like rushing some videos, and it like really made me kind of unhappy. So I started taking a little bit more time, sometimes a lot more time, and it would be like maybe 8 days or a new video every 8 days, every 9 days, or sometimes it'd be like a full 2 weeks. But I noticed that like my videos were better, like not to hype myself up or anything, but like I kind of been like in my fucking bag on Final Cut Pro, like editing these things. So That just like applied only to YouTube, but I realized can apply to like so many other things, like just spending time with people. I realized that like it's so much better to like have one good like little sit down with someone, like no phone, just vibes, rather than like just seeing them a bunch of times like here and there. That's kind of why I know I ranted about LA like what was it, the last 10 episodes or something, but like That's one thing I don't really enjoy that much about like LA, is especially in like the social scene for influencers, is you don't really get quality time with people. You see the fuck out of like everyone all the time, but it's never like deep, meaningful conversations. Not saying that like every conversation you have to talk about life and death and an asteroid is coming to Earth and it, like, you don't need to be doing all of that, but it's nice to not have every conversation be like small talk, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Next up is, I will talk to myself every day, and reading this aloud does make it sound a little psychotic, but I promise there's a method to my madness. I, during like the end of 2022, it started getting a little rough, let me tell you. But what I ended up doing was like just recording audio. I would just go into my voice memos and just like rant and pretend like I was on the phone with someone. And it really did help, because I got like a lot of clarity from it. Like I could like go back and listen to it and be like, oh, like those are like my problems. Like in the moment, it would seem like all the stuff it was like ranting about would seem so big and so scary. And I'd listen to it back and be like, oh, well, I can fix that by doing this and this and this. And I know this sounds like a substitution for therapy, which it is not, but I think for like little things and for just like day to day inconveniences, it's a good way to get an extra perspective. Not saying that like you will be completely objective by reading like or by hearing like a voice memo back, but it gives you good perspective. Okay. Next, I wrote down, I will start meditating daily. I saw this TikTok of this like monk, and he was like supposedly the happiest man in the earth, and they like put all these like little detectors to his like brain and stuff, and they're like, yep, he's the happiest dude. And I was like, wait, I should start meditating. So like there wasn't even really much thought to that, and I feel like that, like if any of these like I'm not gonna stick with, it's probably gonna be that one because I just wrote it down. But I think it could be good. And I think maybe if I enjoy meditation, I'll stick with it. And I'm sure like I will. I just don't really know where to start. So if you have like any meditation recommendations, hit my comments. I was gonna say hit my line, but y'all don't have my phone number. So next, I wrote down, I will spend less. I never got like too crazy with spending in 2022. I definitely wasn't the best. But I think like I need to be a little bit more better with money. And I'm kind of making it sound like I'm like Logan Paul 2016 YouTuber buys like 2 Lamborghinis off of AdSense check. Like I have not been like nowhere near that, and I already have been like toning it down a little bit, although like Christmas time with like gifts and stuff, credit card bill was not cute. But I think it's a realization I had in 2022 was like the best things in life can't be bought. But for real, like that is like low-key, like whatever like monk wrote that was like spitting, like writing in their little like monk journal. Like that is actually, I don't know why I just assume like a monk wrote that. I don't even think like monks have money, but wait, I'm so gonna Google that. Let me like write that down afterwards. I want to like know like more about monks. Like do they have money? Sorry. Anyways, I will eat in more. I think like cooking is like this frontier that I have like yet to really tackle, and I think this is the year of Chef Ben. Okay, this is the year my Ratatouille era begins, because I really developed like a crazy DoorDash habit like in 2022. I really just like took a second to remember what year it was last year. I was like DoorDashing, like especially in LA when there's so many like good restaurants at your disposal. Oh my God. Like the way I would like order at least once a day, it got so bad, and I had a perfectly fine kitchen sitting there. Like, I understand if you're like DoorDashing a ton cause you live in like a college dorm or something, or your kitchen has like cockroaches. Like, I understand you're getting Taco Bell every single week, but like I would literally be ordering like an acai bowl for breakfast every single day. Like it got silly. So I'm cutting that out. I'm gonna start cooking more. And also, it's you know you can like try. When I say it was door dashing things, I wasn't like trying all the flavors of that the city has to offer. It was really like Taco Bell, acai bowl, Popeyes, Taco Bell. So like, I think having like fast food at that easy of disposal is not good. And that ended up being all that I bought. So, you know, if I'm cooking for myself, it will also be a little healthier probably, or I can make it healthier. And then my final resolution is that I will read more. I think I really only read like 3 books in 2022, maybe. I really slowed down. 2021, I was reading a ton. Like, I think I read like 7 or 8 books somehow, but like last year it really slowed down, and I don't know what it was. I think it's really hard for me to like get into books, especially like in the age of TikTok. But like for real, it's like so hard to get into a book at when like TikTok is like literally on iPhone sitting 10 feet away and you can just scroll and play and have fun. So, you know, but oh, I forgot to mention, this wasn't a New Year's Eve resolution. This was just a resolution, but I managed to set proper like screen time limits on my phone. So like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, I only am allowed 30 minutes each of a day. And for a while I had like the screen limit thing, but then you could just like press 50 more minutes and like it wouldn't stop me at all. But I added the passcode now. So I literally found like this milk carton in the corner of my room, and it has these like 4 digits on the barcode that for some reason I just can't remember. And I said, that is a screen time passcode. And I literally cannot remember the 4-digit number. So whenever I like actually need to give myself 15 more minutes on Instagram or something, I have to go and look at the milk carton. So, but regardless, I literally feel my brain rewiring because I've like barely been on TikTok anymore. So if you're going to do any kind of like screen time limit resolutions, highly recommend set a passcode, or like even better, give it to a friend. Or even better, give it to someone that you hate. Like, give them your screen time passcode. So, like, if you want to renew, like, if you want more time on Instagram or TikTok for the day, you literally have to go to, like, a vile person. And, yeah. Now, I want to take the last few minutes to read some of your guys' resolutions and just, like, rapid fire say if it's stupid or not. We already have some juicy ones. Damn. Leave the guy I have feelings for when I'm his second choice and he just uses me. Yup, I would say that's a good resolution. Actually work out daily. We briefly talked about that, but like, you know, be reasonable. Daily, you don't even really need to work out daily. Like, I know I'm no personal trainer at all, but like, I think it's like good to go like 3 or 4 times a week. But daily is like a little, like, calm down. To shoot down anyone who says new year, new me. Valid. Let's see. I want to adopt a duck before the end of the year. That could be good if you are in a position to own a duck, but I would say get the proper duck amenities. Okay, let's see. Focusing more on my own feelings and mental health instead of others. Interesting. I think that can be, this can be good or like horrible for some people, because some people like say narcissists or something, they're very much focused on themselves a little bit too much and not focused on others. But if you're like a people I think that's what it is, like a people pleaser, and you're overly concerned with other people's emotions and you kind of neglect your own, it can be good to like backtrack that and focus on yourself, baby. Okay, let's see. No more fricks to give. Hell yeah. To stop pissing myself while laughing. I don't think I've ever done that, so I cannot relate, but I can imagine that would not be the most comfortable thing to do. Okay, here's another one. Get that hustle so I can quit my day job. Okay. I think that's valid, but you know, you've got like a very good goal at the end of that, like quitting your day job. But I think like, be careful. I guess it's very easy to, I think that's like a good end goal to have, but make sure you do it safely, because just like from within, like the influencer world, ooh, that was a whole hiccup. From within the influencer world, I've seen like a lot of people, like, not saying that you will like want to be an influencer. I don't know what your hustle is. You could be like literally a drug mule. Power to you. Actually, not power to you. But like, I've seen people be like, I'm going to be so on my grind and on my hustle. And then they like quit their job with like 10,000 TikTok followers. And then they're back at that job in 3 months. So play it safe, but stay in that hustle, baby. Okay, let's see. Aim to crap in the toilet and not in the litter box, period. Actually, no. 2023 is the year of pooping in litter boxes instead of toilets. Because why do we need water to flush when you can poop in a litter box and it clumps and then you can scoop it away water-free? The Great Lakes are going to dry up unless we do that. To see Harry Styles, no duh. Not valid. Oh, another thing that I just want to quickly say before we wrap this up. Don't set resolutions that are dependent on other people. Most, I know I said like external things, like maybe having like an app to motivate you to drink more water. Like that's valid because it's like an app. Like that's not going anywhere. But you know, people can be shifty and it's hard to have the same motivations as other people. So if you're going to have a resolution, make sure it's fully like rooted in you and not people who are poo. Every episode I like drop like a fucking bar on y'all. It's actually insane. Let's see. To drink more water since it's, yup, agree. To not laugh when children fall because their moms get mad at me. Is that like a frequent thing for you? You don't need to stop laughing at kids falling. It's funny. Okay, we'll wrap it up. Please comment your New Year's resolutions and I'll go through and reply to some of them. I'm really curious to see what your guys' New Year's resolutions are. I wish you a happy and warm 2023. Yeah, love y'all mamas.